Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The midday show gets to be the cool show.
Because it is the cool show.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris with Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I know we're cool.
Felt like probably it was just a little worse today than it was yesterday. Yesterday was a really good day and just didn't have any progress today. Didn't really get to a point of a lot of effort at all and wasn't comfortable playing, and so we just said, well, we've got to give this a little more time.
That is Craig Counsell. He is talking about the decision that we thought might have come earlier, but it ended up coming more recently. Kyle Tucker placed on the injured list with a calf strain. That news coming down yesterday. And I feel like at this point, we all just are looking for what we see, if anything is different out of Kyle Tucker, and wonder if he's healthy or not. Was it the right decision? Yes. Was I surprised that it came a little later in the process after how they said Saturday was supposed to be the most important day to evaluate? And here we are talking about this on Wednesday. Maybe that part was a little bit less expected.
When he was available to pinch hit on Monday, that's when I was like, okay, maybe he's turned the corner on this. But I think the realization, if you're the Cubs, and if you are Jed, if you are Craig Counsell, it is, we need this guy at full strength. There's less than 3 weeks to go. If we need to sit him down, we sit him the freak down, because you're not going anywhere of consequence without Kyle Tucker in your lineup once the postseason starts. So that becomes priority number one. The magic number for the Cubs to clinch a playoff spot is 10. That means any combination of 10 Cubs wins and Padres losses get them into the playoffs. That's why they have a 99.9% chance of going to the playoffs. That's not the issue here. Now, being the fourth team, aka the first wild card, versus being the last team or the second to last team and not having home field advantage in the wild card round, that's one thing. The other thing, though, is they want to be able to set up their playoff rotation, make sure Shota is in a better place than maybe what we've seen, make sure Jameson Taillon is a guy, make sure that, you know, obviously Matthew Boyd is back to what he was doing in the first half of the season. There's a lot of things they need to get in order to have their best chance at making a playoff run. Notice I didn't say deep. I just meant like went around in the playoffs.
Well, and again, you know, it stuck with me when we talked to Adam Amin, Marshall, when he said, the more baseball players I talk to and the more people I talk to just out of organizations, it truly is get in the playoffs. Get in the playoffs, and you never know what can happen. Unfortunately, we kind of have seen a trend when it comes to Craig Counsell's teams getting into the playoffs. I don't necessarily know that that's going to be the case for the Brewers this time around, but I think when you're trying to measure what the success level could be, what the likelihoods are once they get there, I've often said, I'm like, I don't know that they did enough to confidently say to themselves, yes, this is going to get us to another round in the playoffs, especially when you're dropping 2 or 3 to the Nationals, for example. But you have to do what you can to ensure. Now, this is September 10th. It's not like we're talking about this even on September 1st, which is crucial in this. So for me, yes, I've said it all along. Rest the dude. I know that's not his ideal scenario. He's done everything he can to be graceful about it. I understand that this is a contract year for him. $200 million is the delta when you're talking about Jim Bowden was $600 and now the market's supposedly $400. All of that is wild and I can't even imagine
that's
it. I stress out about losing $20.
That's a lot of money.
So I can't imagine that piece of it going through my head. But I can say this. If it comes down to your everyday, day-to-day decision-making process, do you feel good? If you don't, it's okay. I don't want you feeling worse later. Your body can sometimes be like a car. Unfortunately, the machine piece of it doesn't get better with use if it's already kind of clunky. Change out the oil, so to speak. Rest yourself. especially in right field, when we know right field in Atlanta, for example, has not been a kind place to the recent Cubs of the past 2 years or so. So go ahead, chill out right now, go in the injured list, backdate it because you can. Let's pause and figure this out for go time, which they have put themselves in a position to be in.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It seems like since the beginning of this month, we've talked about a Cubs team that is clearly leaking oil. What you don't want to do is go from leaking oil with little knick-knack injuries or even some tightness in a calf.
Knick-knack injuries is a great term.
Yeah, you don't want to go from knick-knack injuries in the tightness of the calf and other things to we need a new transmission because Kyle Tucker's unavailable in a playoff series.
I mean, that's what I get concerned about here. You know, this is somebody who had more injury problems than I think he would like to admit this year. And in that, I'm balancing how I have to reconcile it. Because of that, if he leaves, how successful was this?
Well,
and when it comes to the injured list too, that's a part of it. The biggest piece of it for me is I want him to be honest, and that's going to help the team the most. And I'm not saying he's lying. I'm saying be honest with yourself about how you're feeling. So this is good. But when you consider the big picture, like I need that dude for the playoffs because he's partially what has gotten them there. The reason they have this cushion and the reason this isn't more stressful is because of what they did earlier in the season. I just want to see them do it at the end of the season.
You want to be clicking on all cylinders as we talk about Kyle Tucker's being placed on the injured list by the Chicago Cubs here on Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody. But at the same time, you do have to always have an eye on the future. And I don't know if you saw the Bob Nightingale column that he wrote about the Dodgers going after Kyle Tucker this summer. Because the Dodgers don't have enough.
The Dodgers are like, oh, $200 million is the difference, you say? But that's the approach. That's it. When you think you have enough, get more.
Yeah, the Dodgers and Howie Roseman have things in common that I don't want to admit that are troubling for other teams in other leagues. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Howie Roseman has to deal with a salary cap. The Dodgers do not.
No, not only do they not have to deal with the salary cap, but they can evade luxury taxes to a degree because, you know, that Ohtani deal that they signed the greatest player in the game to. So that comes in. But
they are the luxury tax. But I am Queens Boulevard.
No, but seriously, when you look at the Dodgers in the market for a guy like Kyle Tucker and knowing what they are willing to do versus what the Cubs have been reticent to do with recent guys, hello Bryce Harper, who have become available through free agency, it is quite concerning. That is, unless you are one of, I think, a growing number of Cubs fans who would be okay with Kyle Tucker going somewhere else and then, you know, Owen Casey or whoever, or just going to spend money on somebody else in that position.
Well, and that's it, is unfortunately because of this situation, you know, because frankly, I think he did need an injured list stint when he hurt his finger. We didn't get to see the progress of other people who are under years of control, like Owen Casey, Moises Ballesteros, Kevin Alcantara, how valuable they can be. The balance is you have to keep some of these players in the minor leagues because you need them to be tradable prospects if you do need another blockbuster trade or something like it to get the thing you really need or the person you really want. That happens. You want one of those guys. You want that, oh, we're not trading him. We found out by practice it was Owen Casey. But what we didn't see was the end result of it in a way that made it make sense. Now, you know, typically, linearly, old school, you're bringing up a guy, and if he's ready in September, you keep him there. You know, rosters expand. It's not the same. Nothing has been the same over the past 5 years in baseball compared to before. But how is it affecting everybody's progress? How is it affecting how you're truly evaluating some of these people? And if this is your window, and I truly believe it is because this is the only year you've got guaranteed of this man, how are you utilizing it?
With Kyle Tucker specifically and players in general, the other thing about September is it's usually a time where when you know you're headed to the playoffs, you can get people adequate rest. They don't need to play six games a week. Maybe cap them out at five games a week. And some of these other players, the ones you're talking about, the Alcantaras, the Owen Caseys, the Mo Ballers, those guys now get a little bit more playing time, a little bit more of a look-see, if you will, from a coaching and GM standpoint.
6-3-0. Right field in Atlanta is like a predatory loan store for the Cubs.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Is this the same 6-3-0 that made the reference to Kevin Rizzo? I don't know who this is, but they're pretty funny today. And 2-6-2, let him go to L.A. and bring back Schwarber. I don't think Kyle Schwarber's coming through that door. I feel like that is past. I think if priority one for Dave Dombrowski is sign that man, they spend money in Philly.
Also, 6-3-0 has a question. Where's halftime? Would you like to tell him, Layla?
This is halftime. We have too much today. Sometimes we have to do sports when major announcements happen, like Anthony Rizzo retiring. Yeah, congratulations. You got your request.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.